Rise and shine, Atlanta. It's the best time of the year. It's the 4th of July weekend. Well, it starts at 9 o'clock for me. This is the morning shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. Nothing much to say about that. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson. She is the Queen of Tofu, the First Lady of Baseball, the leader of the Yerkson Pro Far Fan Club. Miss Allie Mack.
Peachtree Road Race participating as well.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
She's got a t-shirt for both.
Yeah, she said the P stands for Peachtree.
But not Profar. And we sprinkle in a very whipped vanilla human being named Dylan. Our forces combined.
D-I-E-L-A-W-N.
Oh, that's a new
Dylan.
One.
I had to see it in my mind as you spelled that out to understand what you were saying.
I thought I was always made it with put an replace the A in Dylan with an O, make it Dylan.
Yeah, I got you.
Not tie Dylan. Anyways, we are the morning shift, and we are all over the place on July 3rd. Because you know what, it's 4th of July started for some of y'all. It does start for us. I would say today it starts for me at 4:30 when MGA starts.
Oh yeah. Back at MGA. You didn't get to play last week.
Yeah, I don't really love the foursome I'm in, but that's another
story. Oh, wow. Wow. Let's put that out in public. Publicly. Let's go.
Yep. Thank you. That's a clip.
Well,
yep.
I don't know. I know Carter. I don't know one guy. And the other guy is a really good guy, but he's a good golfer, and he is a talkative good golfer who wants to help you.
Oh.
And that
– golfer coach.
That there's one person that I play with that can really help me. It's Brent, my buddy Brent.
Yeah.
Because he speaks my language.
Sure. And you trust him.
Well, you know what it really is? Is when I've had enough and I'm just I'm just going to drink the round away. I'm like, hey, man, I don't want to hear it right now. And he's like, oh, I got you. And he doesn't take offense to it. He knows we are good enough friends. And he knows, he's like, all right, man. Yeah. And then I'll be like, hey, sorry about that. What were you saying? It's three holes later. He speaks squid.
There's nothing like, Allie, I'm curious if you ever found yourself in this situation. There is nothing like playing partner in a golf that wants to give you lessons on your swing. It is so frustrating.
I'm sorry. Are you talking about getting unsolicited advice with every statement you make? Welcome to being a woman.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
wow. Okay.
That took a hard turn.
You did just mansplain to her about, how people treat people in sports.
No, well, I mean, I didn't know if that was a thing in running, and I didn't, I don't know what else to talk about in terms of,
digging? It is 100% a thing in running.
I was going
to
say, Abe run up next to you and go, hey, you know what? If you would breathe out of your right nostril, then it would actually help your left brain. What?
Here's a moment for some young people lingo. If y'all want some young people lingo, what Allie just did, Allie just clocked some tea. She just clocked y'all tea.
She didn't clock our.
She clocked Mike's. Yeah, she clocked Mike's. She clocked your tea.
Apparently, she cleans you out. She took a shot.
Remember yesterday I was talking about carbo loading for running. And I said, I guarantee Abe Gordon's going to run in here and tell me it's a myth. He didn't say it's a myth. He said, but it's really not really a practical thing for the peach tree. It's not a long enough distance for it to matter. So he did come
advice on it. Yeah. And you got mansplained your carbo load. Did you get spaghetti last night?
I didn't. Oh. I did. It'll be fine. I just did my normal meal prep stuff.
Oh, did Grant have to go to the game because Profar returned? So
apparently, it was a good game last night, which we got to talk about in a second. Also, I want to let you know Grant is going to be on the show today, making a special appearance at 8:20 today.
It's funny. It's just almost like we can ask Grant to do whatever we want these days. And
I told her that earlier today. I said, that's weird, man.
The other day it was Dylan was hey, man, we need you at 7:20. He's like, yeah, no problem.
That's so funny because I didn't even know that Grant was going to make an appearance on the show today until we had our show call yesterday. And he mentioned it last night. I was like, yeah, well, I had no clue that was going to be happening.
Yeah.
In a little bit, we're going to talk about it. 6:20, we're going to talk about the relationship between Michael Penix and Kyle Pitts. Could Michael be the spark that Kyle needs to get a little bit reinvigorated? But right now, let's go ahead and talk about it. The Braves, lots of news from that side of town yesterday, starting with the game. They won 8-3 against the Angels. Jurickson Profar was back and went 2-for-4 with a solo home run. Sean Murphy hit a 3-run homer. Matt Olson got a grand slam. He also kicked the ball away from Travis d'Arnaud, which was hysterical at the plate.
I did think that was funny.
Well, it was funny neither one of them really reacted.
Yeah.
Like, he just did it, and d'Arnaud was just like, I ain't even showing this any love.
So the win last night was almost enough to make you forget about all the other news that came out yesterday.
Can I make an admission right now at July 3rd, 6:08? I fell asleep during the game.
Okay.
The last thing I remember seeing before I had to go back and watch the last three innings. The last thing I remember seeing was Sean Murphy's home run.
Oh, wow. That's a good thing to fall asleep to.
However, when I woke up in my chair at like 11 o'clock last night, I woke up cussing the Braves because I'd forgotten about it. And I was like, blank and blank Braves. These blankers can't score any runs because I remember being 2-0, right, in the sixth inning. And then I go, wait, I think Sean Murphy had a home run. Was I dreaming that? So I looked it up, and I was like, 8-3?
Yeah.
I turned it on, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to live in the moment. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to worry about all the other news coming out. I'm going to live in the moment throughout this game. And Profar comes up immediately with runners on and strikes out. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like this is everything you wanted with Profar back. Or earns in scoring position, able to step up and at least put a ball in play. It doesn't happen. And I was like, dude, I'm just getting kicked in the teeth constantly. And obviously he turned things around at the plate yesterday, ends up going 2-for-4. But I was like, you know, I'm gonna try to separate the news going on around the Braves with what's actually happening on the field. And for the first few innings, it was hard to do that. Didier Fuentes navigating in and out of trouble, but, you know, kind of stressing the bullpen at times yesterday, but ended up being a good night. And this, I think, the broad spectrum look at the game last night, this is what the Braves have to be moving forward. They have to get the power back. They have to be able to hit home runs, especially in home games, and because this offense is going to have to carry the pitching staff at times. There's no doubt about it.
I don't know where Sean Murphy's red hot. 3 home runs his last 3 games. Yerickson Profar overtook Alex Verdugo for home runs on the season. Now DFA'd Alex Verdugo. That's a cheap shot, but it's still true because he hit 1. And Matt Olson has been the hottest player that the Braves have seen in like maybe 2 years as far as on their team. Ronnie has helped him a ton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And amazingly enough, they pitched that grand slam that Olson hit. They felt like they kind of pitched around Ronald there a little bit. Like, they were afraid of him. And the guy that has been really tearing the cover off the ball the last week or so is Olson. I mean, I think he's up to like 267 now. Yeah, I was hitting like 230 at one point. I don't care about that. But his 32 base on base streak, his on base percentage is right at 370 right now. That's really good. I mean, that's like pretty good for him. And once again, he is doing exactly what his baseball card says. He's going to be a 30 home run, 100 RBI guy who hits around 240 to 260 with a 350 on base percentage. That's who he is. And that's a Gold Glove caliber player at that.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, another guy I want to point out to, because we've been very, very hard on, Ozzie Albies. And I'm not saying it's completely turned around, but there's a couple of stats I looked up that were last 10 games. First of all, Matt Olson hitting over 400 at his last 10 games at home. So there's a caveat to that, like in home games.
Yeah.
Ozzie Albies from the right side of the plate starting to turn things around as well. He's got a 351 batting average in his last 10 games from the right side of the plate.
Oh, wow.
So he's starting to square things up a little bit as well. And it's nice to see, man. It really is nice to see. Profar, like you said last night, comes up in a couple of, you know, has a couple of good at bats. Marcell Ozuna, like you said, had a couple of good at bats. And I think that's really what we asked for yesterday when we talked about this game. It's like, I don't know what the offense is going to look like, but can we just start having good at bats to be able to piece things together?
It feels like a much, I mean, you know, the way Snit did the lineup yesterday, it's a little bit surprising me. He decided to go Acuna, Olson, then Riley, then Ozuna, then Profar. I think 1 through 6 looks as good as it's looked all year. Now, you know, then you go 1 through 5, I should say, then 6, 7, 8, 9 is still up in the air. But Sean Murphy's been playing well. And Drake Baldwin, now Sean Murphy and Drake Baldwin are very interchangeable with their bat. And I still hear people calling for 1 to DH. They're not going to DH these guys because then you lose the DH. And you could have a pitcher hitting like three, you know, and a relief pitcher at that, most likely. I know that we got to touch on Schwellenbach. Maybe we wait till we get back before we get into the pit stuff. But Didier Fuentes last night, I know that it sucks. He's not going down. It sucks that he has to be up here is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But I saw something a little bit from yesterday. He had six strikeouts and 3 2/3. Was it great? No. But he limited damage, and I think he's starting to figure it out. It's starting to feel like he's a starter two away from going six innings, you know, giving you a quality start, basically. Six innings and 3 earned runs or less.
Yeah, and that's my biggest question. That's what I want to ask Grant coming up later in the show. Obviously, you don't feel like you have a ton in the minor leagues. You're going to have to play him moving forward at this point. But I am terrified on nights where they start Didier Fuentes and Bryce Elder in back-to-back nights, and this is what happened when you switched the rotation around yesterday, that now you get into a situation where you have taxed the bullpen immensely last night because he's threw 90 pitches in 3 1/3 or whatever it is. Now, to your point, and he worked in and out of trouble with certain situations last night, but it does scare me a little bit that Bryce Elder has not been great his last couple of starts, and if you get into a situation where Bryce is not feeling like himself, and then all of a sudden you're going back to a bullpen that pitched well last night, but you don't want to have to tax them. You don't have off days coming up over the next few days, and you got a big series coming up this weekend.
Well, I feel when they get hit with bad news like Schwellenbach, which we will get into in a little bit, but I feel like when they get bad news like that and things are up and down, that is when this team just locks in and they really try to solidify things. So, and I still feel that the last outing from Bryce Elder was not his fault after that rain delay because he got hot. Cold, got hot again. So I feel like he's going to be truly locked in tonight. I mean, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a good point with Elder is he's giving you, you know, up and down and stuff. I thought you had a great point the other day. I think it was Monday. You talked about him with the rain delay and how I hadn't even really thought about that. And I think you're right. I think that might have bothered him. Maybe we get that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But this lineup will swing and miss. We saw that last night. So if we can get that, I do feel like coming out of the All-Star break, they will try to manipulate this this rotation to Mike's statement. to Mike's statement and manipulate it where you maybe go Strider, like Elder, Fuentes, and then Holmes, like just to try to break it up to save the bullpen.
Yeah, and there's so much we haven't even gotten to talk about yet. Schwellenbach, Ronald had some news yesterday. Profar spoke to the media. So we got to talk about all of that later on in the show. And coming up next, could Michael Penix be the guy that re-inspires a certain Falcon? We're going to get that spark going, possibly. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Bo's ready to sing along. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ellie Mack, and Dylan at 6:24. Yes, we're getting in the spirit for the 4th of July. This time tomorrow, I know I'm going to be lined up on Peachtree at Lenox, ready to run 6.2 miles with 60,000 of my friends. Mike, will your kiddos be waking up early tomorrow?
You know what? My kids are usually decent about sleeping in, and we'll set ourselves up for success. You know, there's a thing when you have a newborn that's pork chops age where they don't necessarily sleep later in the morning if you hold them up later at night.
Mm-hmm.
Like it kind of throws off their sleep cycle. My kids have finally gotten to the age where my son's almost 5, my daughter's 3. Like if I keep them up late, they will sleep in a little bit longer.
Okay.
And so my wife and I will set ourselves up for success tonight. And we will probably hold the kids up a little bit later. And they'll be tired. They'll probably be cranky. But you know what? It'll be worth it in the morning at about 8 a.m. when I don't hear little footsteps coming down the hallway. So, yeah, I'm going to try to get some sleep headed into the weekend. And I think a lot of people will probably be attempting to do that as well.
Yeah. So, Bo, will Porkchop, you know, get the memo that tomorrow is the 4th of July and that you have a chance to sleep in for once?
No. And she also knows that I'm the kind of guy that, like, I wake up. If I wake up at home in my bed, I can't go back to sleep. I can't. I don't know why. It's something. There's some kind of thing. And so I just checked. She's stirring, but I don't think she's awake.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's awake, but I don't think she is like up yet. I think she's in that in and out. Mike can tell you that they'll have this like little fussiness and then you put the passy back in, and then they'll be good for a few minutes.
That's one of the things that would, I swear, if either of my children had taken, neither one of them took a pacifier at all, period. Never had to, never did. And I swear if either one of them had, we'd probably have three children. But it was like, it was such a nightmare. You know, it's like, take the freaking pacifier, please, please, for the love of God.
You know what's crazy is she only takes one when she's sleeping. Or when she's about to go to sleep. Like, if she's sitting there, like, up, she'll spit it out and try to chew on her knuckle, which is different. Also, she's, I don't know about y'all, Mike, when y'all had, your two were young enough to be in a car seat when you go to a restaurant. She'll sit in the car seat and just look around in a restaurant and hang out and chill.
Mm-hmm.
But when she's at home and she's, like, saying the bouncy or whatever, and she gets to a certain point, she's like, nah, this ain't it.
Well, there's so much more stimuli around the restaurant, right? She's paying attention to, like, other people, other things, noises going on.
New things to look at.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I can think of.
You know, and they say that's one of the reasons you're not supposed to have, like, an actual mobile over a crib. Like the in vogue thing. But, evidently, like, that actually is not a thing in real life because the baby will just sit there and stare at it and not go to sleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
A who? A mobile.
A mobile, yeah.
What's that?
It's like one of those little dangly
things. It goes around.
Yeah. I don't know how else to say it other than dangly thing.
And then it has like basically like earrings coming down.
Yeah. Think of crib chandelier.
Crib chandelier.
Well, I know yesterday when the news kept coming out on my phone, kept getting these alerts, I was about to throw a temper tantrum like a child because Braves were up and down, up and down, up and down yesterday. I think the worst headline was about Schwellenbach, and immediately my brain went, Schwell, this sucks, because that's how my brain works. But he has been placed on the IL with a fractured elbow, and this was the worst part, was when I saw that we might not see him until September.
Yeah, and I got an hour yesterday. I was like, I'm running to the gym. Because I was on pork chop duty most of the day. And I was like, I'm running to the gym. Because Amy's like, I got you. And I walk in and I turn on literally the Odyssey app. And because we had that meeting, remember that? Mm-hmm. We had a meeting, a Zoom. And so I was kind of disconnected to everything. And then I walk in and I'm like, I hear Carl and Mike talking about it. And I was just irate.
Yeah.
It helped my workout. I'm not going to lie. But that was when I'm the most optimistic person at this radio station, probably about the Braves. And I just went, well, whatever happens, happens now. I mean, this season, like, whatever we get from this season now, that's the way I felt immediately. And then they go win last night to move within 6.5 of the still struggling Mets and Brewers. They're not really struggling, but the teams in front of them are struggling in the wild card, right? Yeah. And so there's still hope. I mean, that's the thing. You get Sell back in mid-August. Hopefully you get Schwellie in September. But the problem is let's be realistic. You said it earlier, Mike. You got to win every game 8-3. I don't know if I don't know if that's not something you can hang your hat on.
You got to get elite Aaron Bummer a couple of times a week for, you know, long stretches of games. And I got to tell you, Allie, Grant's Twitter last night, I was in stitches. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy had me in tears multiple times last night. I cannot wait to talk to him later because the press release comes out and it's like, the Braves returned Yrjesson Profar from rehabilitation. And then you get next paragraph. Atlanta also returned Daisbo Hernandez from his rehabilitation.
Right.
And then right down at the bottom. They recalled Austin Cox and Spencer Schwellenbach on the 15 innings list, backdated June 29th with a fractured elbow. And Grant's like, I would have opened with the Spencer Schwellenbach news personally, but I'm sitting
fine.
There reading it going, what does that say?
Right.
What?
Right.
He had a couple yesterday that, I mean, I was in absolute tears. Somebody's like, why don't you go ahead and put him on IR? And Grant was like, because that doesn't exist in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, well, he's on the IR designated to return.
Yeah, and then he finished up with Profar, the Braves hope to go far.
Yes.
My column. And I was like, dude, that's okay. He's on a heater. So, yeah, it was an up and down day, to say the least.
Some people get funnier and wittier when bad news comes. Grant is definitely one of those.
100%.
It's like this. It's a weird thing because when you tell me bad news, I just smile at you. And you're like, why are you smiling? Because I got nothing for you.
It's a coping mechanism.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, what? How I'm not mad. What is there to be mad about? Like, it's just unreal. And that's kind of where I was. I say I was irate and I was my frustrations got taken out, but it's just like, you're just like unreal. And the worst part for me was hearing that he thinks it's his, the fact that he upped his velocity. He had an uptick in velocity. And it's like, at what point do we realize, Allie, that uptick in, like, you know, the harder you throw is going to be a detriment to careers.
Yeah.
And but you have to throw hard at times to keep hitters off balance. Like, Bryce Elder is a guy that he has to locate to be good because he doesn't throw hard, yet he might be the one guy in this, that we have in our system and our entire organization that might not need Tommy John surgery. Knock on wood, Dylan. Run over there and
yeah,
knock
seriously,
on wood.
Yeah, seriously, run over there. I mean, it's incredibly frustrating, and he is kind of our guy right now. So we'll see what happens. And we do still have a bit of good news to share about the Braves. We're going to cover that in the front page at 640. But right now, let's pivot over to Falcons for a moment, because Greg Cosell was on the Ross Tucker podcast recently, and he was talking about how he loved Kyle Pitts' tape when he was coming out of college. But now he's saying he doesn't quite look inspired when he watches him.
I loved Kyle Pitts' tape coming out. I thought he had everything you'd want as a receiving tight end, and it just hasn't happened. I never really like to say anything about someone's mindset or what's in their head, because we don't really know. The only thing I will say, because this is based on what I see on tape, is when you watch him on tape, all I can say is he looks uninspired. That's all I can say. Beyond that, I don't know what's in his head.
I can honestly say, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that exactly everything he just said was what me and Bo have been talking about for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because you don't ever know what's going on with somebody. You don't know what the conversations are like behind closed doors and inside the locker room and with coaches and expectations. You don't ever know how the knee's feeling coming off the ACL or the foot injury or whatever else. But it is very clear, and we have talked about this till we're blue in the face, that when you turn on the tape and actually watch him play, that it doesn't look like he's that worried about it. And that's the frustrating part. And I think Bo and I both have treated this with kid gloves and time again, but you get to a point where you're like, all right, we're, you know, 12 games into the season and you're not even reaching your arms out to try to catch a ball, or it doesn't look like you really care about blocking this guy at the point of attack. I am tired of giving the benefit of the doubt in these situations. Everybody deserves it, but when you turn on the tape for the last couple of years, it's very clear.
I want to talk to a certain group right now, and Mike gets mad at me sometimes when I do this, and that's, other times he doesn't. This is to the Falcons don't use Kyle Pitts right group, mm-hmm. Okay? Wake up. This is the problem that I have. I love Kyle. I've been a fan of Kyle more than most people in this city because I watched him at Florida, and I'm a fan of him there. But wake up. How many people need to tell you Greg Cosell is one of the most trusted film guys in the NFL. He everybody goes, and he's very good with his film. Zach Robinson told us last year, like in week four, what's going on with the tight end? We need to see more urgency for him in his routes. We need to see more here. It's constantly being told to us, yet all we ever hear is, they don't use him right. They don't use him right. Well, I don't know how to use him. And I know Randy McMichael says it, that he thinks they don't use him necessarily right. And I trust Randy. That guy played that position. So, yes, I trust him. But I'm not sure how they're supposed to use a guy that plays tight end, that doesn't block at a high level or any level, really, and that doesn't run his routes with urgency, and it's very visible on film. And now they know it. So does Michael Penix unlock him? I don't know. I really don't. Maybe the best thing in the world will be a quarterback with a testicular fortitude to force balls in there when he's covered and he has to catch them.
I'll say this, and we can go to break. If a free agency contract year does not unlock him and his urgency, then nothing will. Because that's when you got to make it happen.
Well, and feel free to weigh in on this on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. I also hope our engineer didn't hear you hitting that mic, Bo. But coming up,
I wasn't hitting the mic. What are you talking about?
Jeremiah Smith just signed a major NIL deal. We'll give you the details on that. And We've got my Allie Mack drop. It is Throwback Thursday Trivia Day.
Man.
Yes, right. It is. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey app.
Tattletale.
There truly is so much going on today. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with the morning shift. Mike, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan, we are all here. And OH! No, nobody does it.
Nope.
Sorry, my mom's a Buckeye.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's in the other room.
I'm good.
It's like that scene from Blades of Glory when the Japanese reporter starts asking Will Ferrell. Sorry, no, that's in the other room. you're in the wrong place.
Well, Ohio State wide receiver Jeremiah Smith signed an NIL deal with Adidas.
This is really crazy because they're a Nike school, Ohio State is.
Yeah.
And this is an independent thing. And so a lot of people know how this is going to work. What a source has told, I think CBS Sports is the article that I got, is that off the field, he'll be an Adidas product, along with any brand marketing, like commercials, and individual social media posts. But the thing is like, when he's walking around campus, is he just not going to wear Ohio State gear? Or is he going to wear, like, is he not going to wear, like, you know, like, and you know how, Mike, you guys were just fitted with Nike and Alabama gear, right?
When you were playing there. To the extent they are now, because it was like one of those things where they had to, you know, you couldn't give us free stuff. But yeah, they would give you enough. Yeah, they'd give you a jumpsuit and sweats and whatever else.
So is he going to be walking around in Ohio State colored Adidas gear? The other question I have about this is what shoes is he wearing on game day? I'm assuming, because I don't know. But I'm assuming they're going to be like, you have to wear Nike because that's what all our players wear. But this is the first time that I think you're going to see be like, wait, how is this going to work? Like really, 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 because this could really twist things. I mean, it's one thing in the NFL, right? Because the NFL, Julio, back in the day when, you know, we're a Nike team, right? The NFL is Nike. All the uniforms are Nike.
Yeah.
But he would wear Under Armour shoes because that's who he had to deal with.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about this, too, and I was just thinking on this, wasn't Marvin Harrison Jr. the one that was involved with the lawsuit with Fanatics
and
the jersey sales, which is obviously one of his old teammates. So there's a lot of things like this that are going to start. This is the next frontier in terms of NIL. I mean, this is, you know, this has been going on for a long time, professional sports. It's going to hit college sports. There are, you know, 9-figure contracts when it comes to apparel licenses with these colleges, and some of these players are going to start challenging those things.
Yeah, Rusty Manziel, the great Rusty Manziel, I hope he's cool me saying this because he texted me and said he has to wear Nike on games. Hmm. Apparently, Haley Van Lith, you remember her? She played for LSU and then she went to TCU. Now she's in the WNBA. She actually just did the Sports Illustrated thing too. She was an Adidas athlete when she went to LSU, which is Nike
school.
Yeah. So it's just, I think it will just be basically social media, but I just wonder when he's walking around school, if he's not wearing his Adidas stuff and not Nike. It's just interesting to see the best player on the team not wearing any team gear anywhere other than the field.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with that. So the search is over for the Knicks, or it should be. They're expected to bring on Mike Brown as their next head coach.
This is weird, and obviously them getting rid of Tom Thibodeau, I saw the question asked multiple times, multiple people yesterday on Twitter. Is this really an upgrade? Because I don't really think it is, and it just feels like after everything that you're ripping the Band-Aid off and everything around this head coaching spot and that it's gone on for a while and you went all the way through the draft and this is what you ended up with. It just feels like you kind of got deflated there.
Is this an upgrade? You want me to answer that for you?
And I just said no, it's
WNBA
not.
NBA knowledge, it's absolutely a step back. Nothing against Mike Brown. I think he's a good dude. I think he's a good coach. Tom Thibodeau is a better coach. And nothing says New York Knicks like, hey, we just had our best season in like 25 years.
Yeah.
Let's rip it apart.
Yeah.
Really smart.
Yeah.
And real quick, I want to mention awesome news for Atlanta United. They signed well-respected defender Ania Mihai. We are going to do some Throwback Thursday trivia today. For the season, I did check the tape. Mike and Bo, you are both tied right now at 3-3.
Wow.
I had to go back to the 12th to verify. It was Mike in the lead, 3-2. There's no Throwback Thursday on the 19th, and last week, Bo, you won. So that equals a tie for the season. So
this
is anybody's game, and we are celebrating the 4th of July tomorrow. So this week's theme is I'm going straight Will Ferrell, SNL, Alex Trebek on you. This week's theme is The Answer is America.
Okay.
Okay?
Mike.
You'll see how America. It goes. Yes. Your name is your buzzer on all
I'll
of
take
these.
America for 700, please.
Dylan, please help me hear who is saying their name first. Okay, thank you. All right, question number one. Which superhero was frozen in ice and then woke?
Mike.
Dylan?
Oh, I think Mike just snuck in.
Captain America.
You're so full of crap.
That is correct.
I've been so nice to you this week, it's over.
All right, Mike's in the lead. 1-0. Which singing competition show helped...
Bo.
Three.
No, hold
two,
on. Stop. Stop. Count.
1-0.
It's Ryan Seacrest one.
Okay, you got to say the
three.
Name of it.
No, it's America's Got Talent.
That would be American Idol.
Why could I not think of American Idol?
Bro, you folded so bad on that. The whole time I was thinking, please say American Idol. Please say American Idol.
I blanked because
he managed with America's Got Talent.
He started counting on me.
That wasn't a bad second guess, though.
All right, question number three. What phrase is often used to describe the 4th of July? What are we celebrating? Mike.
America's birthday.
There you go. It is 3-0 right now in Throwback Thursday trivia. Okay, what is the slogan, you know, for that donut shop that Ben Affleck loves because he's from Boston?
Bo. America runs on Dunkin'.
There you go.
Oh, God. I knew it was Dunkin', but I was like, I don't know what their slogan is.
All right, Mike is in the lead, 3-1. What iconic TV show, originally hosted by Bob Saget, featured...
Bo, America's Funniest Home Videos.
There you go.
Oh, man, I was going to say, this Bo's got right where he wants me right now.
3-2.
Paul said.
Now, which talent competition show has featured acts like ventriloquist magician?
Bo.
I heard Mike. Dylan, did you hear Mike?
America's Got Talent?
That is America's Got Talent. All right, it is 4-2. Mike is in the lead. Eddie Murphy starred as an African prince in what?
Bo, Coming to America.
There you go. Okay, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders star in a reality series on Netflix called what? The answer is America, fellas.
I know.
I don't know. I'm going to say Bo.
Bo.
America's Squad? I don't know.
Yeah, I would have guessed America's Team, but it has nothing to do with cheerleaders, so I don't know.
No, it is America's Sweethearts.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I would have never got that one.
That they are.
Never got that one.
It is right now 4-3. Mike is in the lead. Bradley Cooper starred in the 2014 movie based on a true story about a Navy SEAL. What
Mike.
Was that? Mike.
American Sniper.
That is it. All right. Mike has 5. Bo has 3. Okay, which reality show had dramatic family fights while building motorcycles?
Bo, American Chopper.
That is it.
That's a good question, Bo. That's a good pull. I love the fact that you asked that.
I love that show, too.
I did, too.
When they made that Spider-Man
bike.
Yeah, that was dope.
Mikey was kind of a clown now that I look back on it, though.
He was.
Okay, so right now the score is 5-4. Mike is in the lead, but Bo is coming up quick, Mike. So.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, what 2013 movie starred Christian Bale, Jennifer Lawrence, and Amy
Adams? Oh, man, I knew
this.
Bo. American Hustle.
That is correct.
I was trying to think of this during the last
phenomenal
answer. I was
movie.
Like, man.
Phenomenal movie. That movie is so freaking
good. When the answer was American Sniper, I thought for a minute that the question was going to be about American Hustle, and I could not think of it. I was like, God.
Do you know that Christian Bale put on all that weight? That was on a fat suit.
He does that.
He is up and down. Not an American, but he's a bad man.
All right, what term refers to the dream of success through hard...
Bo. American Dream.
That is it.
I thought for sure there was another caveat to that one. I was like, I was waiting on the next line.
So, Bo has pulled ahead, Mike.
Yes, he has.
It is now 6-5.
It's unfortunate.
Netflix just released another episode of their Trainwreck series about what clothing store?
Mike.
Mike.
American Eagle.
Eh.
Oh. I was like, that's definitely what I thought it was.
Let's see. American Outfitters. I don't know. I thought it was American Eagle.
That would be American Apparel.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. I feel robbed.
So, okay. Still at 6-5. Bo in the lead. What was Hulk Hogan's WWE theme song?
Bo.
Bo.
Real American.
That is correct.
Oh, dude. That's a good one.
I'm getting torched here. Okay, what actress was in the Barbie movie and also starred as Ugly Betty? The answer is America, guys. Mike.
America Ferrera.
You got it.
Let's go.
I had no clue that was a real person.
I didn't either. I just thought I'd read that.
Why'd you say Ferrera? I just said a Ferrari.
I just think I had read that name somewhere.
And I just said American Ferrari.
Saw the movie. Didn't know that was a person, but
whatever.
You know what?
You're a secret Ugly Betty fan.
I had half of it already, so I figured let's just throw out a last name. I think I've heard before. I was just thinking
the blonde that was in it. And I know her name wasn't America.
I know.
Okay, what patriotic song begins with the lyrics, "Oh, beautiful for spacious skies"?
Mike. America the Beautiful.
That is correct. Okay, guys, it's tied up again. 7-7
We shouldn't have spotted you, the American Idol one.
All right.
Dylan shouldn't have spotted you, Captain America, either.
Kevin Spacey and Mina Sorvino.
Mike.
Yes.
American Beauty.
That is correct. Dylan was talking in my ear.
I couldn't hear the question.
Mike has pulled back in the lead at this point. It is 8-7 Okay, Emma Roberts, Sarah Paulson, and Evan Peters star in this scary series.
Mike.
Yes.
American Horror Story.
That is correct. That is 9-7 Mike is in the lead. Okay. Dylan, listen closely on this one. Which clothing brand with a...
Mike.
Mike.
American Eagle.
That is it.
It was worth a shot either way.
I actually might have messed Bo up this time around. I'm not going to lie.
One question.
Okay. So right now it is 10-7 Couple more questions. What major music award show features categories like Best
Mike,
New- Yeah.
American Music Awards.
That is correct.
The 11 answer is America.
To 7. We have one more question. Baseball will sometimes be referred to as what?
Bo.
We'll just go with Bo on this one.
Yeah, okay.
America's game.
Nope.
Bo, do you want to rephrase?
What?
America's pastime?
There you go.
Yeah. Whatever. I quit.
All right, final score. 12-7
He's so salty right now.
Mike, you have pulled ahead in this series. Oh, it is now 4-3 Congratulations.
I would feel bad for you other than that last answer, America's game. That wasn't it.
You
wanted a redo on that one.
What?
The America's game one.
Well, I gave you a couple, and then I'm not blaming Dylan, but he was in my ear when the American Beauty question thing, and then it just you got the next two, and it was just over. So it's all good. I mean, I didn't quit in the game, but by that time it was one question. It wasn't a five point answer.
Double or nothing.
It was a series of unfortunate events for Bo. Lemony Snicket.
Yeah.
Well, you have a chance to tie it up next week, Bo. And coming up, the Braves news couldn't stop yesterday. Mostly bad, but there was one really great piece last night. We'll talk about that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And?
The Odyssey app. Mike's a cheater.